Florida Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis is floating the possibility of using money from a settlement over the 2010 BP oil spill as leverage to help North Florida recover from one of the strongest hurricanes in a generation. The discussion comes as the region called the Forgotten Coast faces a recovery that could take a decade or more. I'm Lynn Hatter. In 2010, a well owned by the oil company BP exploded off the coast of Louisiana, sparking one of the worst oil spills in U.S. history. The fallout touched tourism-dependent areas as fear of potential calamity drove tourists to cancel reservations. Florida lifted limits on oyster and fishing harvests, leading to problems for coastal communities continuing to this day. Florida sued BP and received a $300 million settlement. The money is meant to help with economic recovery projects in 8 North Florida counties impacted by the spill. But now the state of Florida is eyeing the fund for another purpose, aiding recovery efforts from Hurricane Michael.
Let that money serve as a loan backstop. I'm not asking Triumph to spend their money. I'm not asking Triumph, Triumph is charged for economic development and diversification in Northwest Florida. That should still be the role that it's always played. I don't think Triumph should be paying for debris removal. That's FEMA's job.
FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and Triumph is the entity set up to manage the BP oil settlement. Florida Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis says Triumph's money is held by the state and is currently gathering interest. He thinks the dollars can be used to help cash-strapped and hurricane-damaged counties get loans until more federal and state aid arrives.
What I think Triumph can do is tell those cities and counties, hey, if you're in the eligible footprint and you want to borrow money and you need us to help be that loan guarantor, we will help co-sign on that note. It's kind of like a bridge loan, because the struggles that some of these areas are going to have in Northwest Florida, it's going to be for a period of 1 to 2 years.
And it's time for all hands to be on deck to make sure that each of us does our part.
Former State Senate President Don Gates presently heads the Triumph Gulf Coast Consortium, which controls the $300 million in BP settlement money.
We're looking for ways to stretch the impact of Triumph's dollars to make sure that we can help communities who've been doubly affected by 2 disasters get back on their feet.
A recent editorial in the Panama City News Herald argues against oil spill money for hurricane recovery, but Gates says there are places, such as economic development, where the fund could pitch in. 8 Northwest Florida counties were impacted by the oil spill. Half of them were also hit by Hurricane Michael. Among them, Bay County, where Michael made direct landfall on Mexico Beach.
Every year I learn of some new funding source or tax credit. There's always something new coming out.
Consultant Daryl Cox recently told a group of area business owners and residents it usually takes between 10 and 15 years for economic recovery to occur after a natural disaster. But Bay County Chamber of Commerce Chairman Will Kramer says local officials and residents want it to happen faster.
For our purposes, we're going to come up with some ideas that are deal with recovering our and growing our economy. We will kick them up to the task force. They'll discuss them and go from there.
Cox and Kramer say the recovery timeline can shrink if there's a plan to tap into billions in recovery aid offered through public and private resources. Bay County recently launched the economic recovery arm of its long-term recovery task force. It's given itself 6 more weeks to come up with a plan that touches on housing, the economy, health and human services, and cultural and natural resources. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.